It is 720 WGN, your Star Wars station. Wendy Snyder here, and my husband Jimmy Mack is here. And how are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. I love the music.
Really? That doesn't surprise me. Now, let me start by saying you host Rebel Force Radio. You co-host it with your partner, Jason Swank. I like to tease you about that. And Rebel Force Radio is available at WGNplus.com.
Yes.
There is a special Star Wars guest, Taylor Gray, in the studio with us. And I just thought maybe I would hand it over to you and let you talk to Taylor.
Well, that's awesome. How's it going, Taylor?
It's great. Thank you guys for having me. Trying to stay warm in here.
Now, Taylor Gray is the voice of Ezra Bridger on Star Wars Rebels, the current and very hot Star Wars animated TV show on Disney XD.
Which I saw when we were in Disney for Star Wars days or whatever it is, Star Wars weekend.
Right.
They put a little trailer on, and I said, I could get into this.
Yeah, actually, you know, Taylor, you play Ezra Bridger. You get it, Taylor Bridger.
Yes.
Trager or whatever I just called you. But it's really great that you are providing voice to a character in a show that's kind of a gateway for young fans to get interested in the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying it's amazing when we go to these events and meet fans. Half of them are kids, as you would expect. But then the other half are adults who have been watching Star Wars for years. And it's so cool to see parents saying, oh, I love this show. I love watching it with my kids and being able to show them what I grew up with Star Wars. And Star Wars is one of the biggest cinema pop culture things in the world, so it's amazing.
All right, but let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
22.
All right, you're young. Kevin, we found someone younger than you. Our producer's 28. But so Star Wars to you is probably very different than it is to you, my husband, Jimmy Mack.
Of course, I'm a kid from the 70s, so I grew up with the original Star Wars films. I'm original trilogy, original generation.
Oh, you're original, all right.
I grew up with seeing kids in school with their lunchboxes and T-shirts, but I hadn't even seen all the movies. The first three predated me, and I'm now coming into it and trying to learn as quickly as possible. And it's fun to talk to fans and hear their sentiments because they have been watching it forever and they know a lot more than I do.
And what is amazing to me is, you know, a lot of people say that a lot of women say they're a sports widow. I think I'm kind of a Star Wars widow, if you want to know the truth, because you are so into Star Wars, Jim. And what's so cool is to see the huge amounts of Star Wars fans. They are so loyal. They are so into it. And that is so impressive to me.
Absolutely. Taylor was out in Anaheim earlier this year for a giant Star Wars convention called Star Wars Celebration. Over 60,000 Star Wars fans all gathered together for one weekend. That had to have had a huge impact on you, Taylor.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I didn't know that even existed. And then you're thrown into it and you realize there's people from Germany coming, the UK, all across the world. And they
worldwide.
Come for, just for this one, it's like 3 days, but it's unbelievable. They know everything about Star Wars. It's its own club and it's welcoming to everybody. So it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
How does it feel to play Ezra Bridger? Because he's kind of smoking hot for a cartoon.
For a cartoon.
That's hilarious. It's super fun. I want to do a live action version of Ezra. I think that'd be, but we have an amazing cast and it's been a blast working on.
And of course, in addition to voice work, you also do on camera work as well. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you're currently working on right now?
I had a movie that was just out in theaters 2 months ago about Walt Disney. It's called Walt Before Mickey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was in that film. And then I just shot another one that has not been released yet, the details, but that will come out soon. I just finished filming it. But yeah, it's been fun. And this is the first anime show, and it's unbelievable learning how to. I'm impressed by behind the mic. You have to do so much more because you can't use your body. Do you know what I mean? So it's just your voice. I'm blown away by that. Radio.
What's funny to see is, you know, I've been on the radio a long time, and now when I talk, I move my hands, but when I first started out, you just kind of, it's weird, you're talking in a microphone, you don't want to move, but you have to move to emote.
Oh, yeah, they were like, the first take I ever did of the show, we did it, and they were like, that's unbelievable, awesome job, everybody, but hey, Taylor, do you mind looking at the mic? Because I was here, I was there, and they were like, you acted it great, but we couldn't hear half of it, and so it's been a process of learning how to be behind the mic, which you guys do very impressively.
Well,
we've both been in radio a long time. And so, Jim, you know that we have to take a break. And then when we come back, you're going to talk to Taylor Gray about the reason he's in town. And we will find out more about that next on 720 WGN. It's Wendy Snyder here, and in the studio with us right now, one of the hosts of Rebel Force Radio, which is a podcast you can find on WGNplus.com. He's my husband. He's Jimmy Mack. And with us today is Taylor Gray. I will throw it to you guys, but first I want to say Chicago Wolves Star Wars Day is happening this weekend. It's Sunday. There are just a few tickets left. I think there are 40 tickets left to the meet and greet with Taylor Gray at 3 p.m. on Sunday, but plenty of other seats open to be part of the whole Star Wars extravaganza. You can call 1-800-THE-WOLVES and ask to talk to Kayla. That's 1-800-THE-WOLVES. And if you want to get in on the meet and greet, again, only 40 tickets left, so hop in right now, 3 p.m. on Sunday. But in addition to the meet and greet and the game, there's going to be Jedi training, special lightsabers for purchase, pictures with the 501st, which is a bunch of stormtroopers. I find that to be a very sexy garb, the stormtrooper.
See, you like the cod piece, admit it.
I do, maybe a little bit. All right, so you and Jimmy Mack, you're going to be out there. Taylor, you're going to be out there. Tell us about what's going on with the Chicago Wolves Star Wars
Day. Yeah, this is going to be a blast. A special Star Wars event prior to the game. And that's great. Tickets are still available. So we encourage everyone to go to ChicagoWolves.com and purchase those tickets. Come hang out with me and Taylor. I'm actually emceeing the event. Taylor, you came into town specifically for this event, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So this is fantastic. Are you a big hockey fan?
I am actually a huge hockey fan. And now my AHL team is the Chicago Wolves.
There we go.
I got a jersey this morning that says gray, which I will be rocking for the next couple days.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Very nice. And a little bit of trivia. Star Wars Rebels supervising director and executive producer Dave Filoni. Yeah. Creator.
Mastermind.
The guy with the hat.
The guy with the hat. He was personally mentored by George Lucas, mm-hmm. Dave Filoni, and he's Taylor's boss on Rebels, mm-hmm. and he is a huge hockey fan from Pittsburgh, a big Penguins fan, and actually still plays. He still gets into the goal and takes a barrage
of pucks.
And
wears the cowboy hat while he's playing?
An artist. He's an animator, so he paints his whole mask.
So it's amazing, and also Dave is a big supporter of wildlife, and specifically wild wolves, and he studies them and travels the world to go admire them in their natural habitat. So we're combining two of your boss's favorite passions, hockey and wolves. So we
Which is a smart employee when you think about
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I'm sending all of these pictures to him, and he will love it.
But we're going to have a great time. Taylor's going to do a meet and greet, and there's going to be a costume contest. We're judges.
Oh, love
so,
that.
And I'm taking this very seriously, Taylor. So
don't think I'm not as well.
I would not assume.
And the meet and greet is at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Only 40 tickets left. And I'm sure now there's only 30 tickets left because we mentioned it. So if you want to be part of that, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES right now and ask to speak to Kayla. But really, plenty of other seats. If you can't make the meet and greet, maybe you're working till 3. Come on out for the game because there's going to be a whole lot of fun. My co-host, Bill Leff, is on vacation this week. And I read something in your bio. It's on IMDb, which is usually correct. Wikipedia, always wrong.
Okay.
You are a table tennis player?
Yes.
Ping pong. Bill loves to play ping pong, so I wish you guys could have met, but I heard rumors that you got kicked out of the ping pong association or something. What happened with this?
I don't know about kicked out. That was a rumor that was started. So in my dressing room of a different show that I had worked on.
Okay.
We had a ping pong table, and every guest that can't guest star on the show would come in and play, and we would play. And this is not braggadocious. I didn't lose it. We didn't like, there was a tally. There was one tally for the one game that I lost. We'd played probably like 750 games of ping pong on that table, and now it is somewhere in a closet.
But what about this illegal serving that I hear of?
That's someone being foolish, and they're taking
okay.
out.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to get to the bottom of this.
No, that's someone just making a little joke, and okay. they got it on there somehow.
Well, what I bring this up because when Bill comes back and you're back in town, you guys have got to play ping pong against each other.
That would be great. We could set a table up right out there in the plaza
Pioneer
here.
Court, yeah.
And I bet you would smoke him.
Oh, I don't know. Bill is really good.
It sounds like he is, but I got the force.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Hey, you know, doing the voice of a Star Wars character in an animated show, do people sometimes get confused with all this Star Wars hype going on nowadays? The big film is opening next month, The Force Awakens, which you are not directly associated with. Do people come to you and say, thinking you're going to be in that film?
Oh, yeah. They assume everything Star Wars you're a part of. And right. like the last little press triangle we did, someone was like, Kylo Ren, that's Ezra. Like, mm-hmm. there's all of these theories, which is amazing because Star Wars fans, they will dive into it every which way, which makes it fun for everyone.
I would love to see somehow the voice actors in Star Wars animation cross over into the live action.
Me
and
too.
Get in front of the camera.
Of course,
sure
you would like to see
I'm
that.
Sure you would.
It is a pleasure meeting you. You're a fine young man, and it looks like your acting career is just beginning to smoke. It really is. You are just getting started.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. It's been so fun.
Yes.
And you can watch Taylor Gray on Star Wars Rebels. He voices Ezra Bridger. You can also see that Walt Disney movie.
Yeah.
Say that again.
That Walt Before Mickey. It's coming out on DVD first or second week of December.
Absolutely cool, and we look forward to seeing a lot more of you. Again, it is Chicago Wolves Star Wars Day, and only 40 tickets left to meet Taylor Gray, 3 p.m. on Sunday, but plenty of other great seats available. You can call 1-800-THE-WOLVES, 1-800-THE-WOLVES, ask for Kayla, and you're going to take part in some of the Jedi training and all that other stuff as well, right?
Yep.
Nice. Me too.
You are too?
Yes,
yeah.
I am. Yes, I am.
The duo. The dynamic duo.
Excellent.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
And thanks, Jimmy Mack. Your job is done. I really appreciate it. I'm sure this will be part of Rebel Force Radio, which you can find at WGNplus.com. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
720 WGN.